Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With a 100% electric Renault Zoe, official car partner of the GAA.
Shauna's school run is on the way. 8:43 is the time. Morning, Shauna. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
Very good. Glynn National School in Wexford.
Yes.
Now, before we go into this, right?
Yeah.
If there's any teacher, it's primary schools, right?
Primary school, yeah.
Primary schools only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if there's any teacher listening and they'd like you to come and visit them in, you know, Gortahawk, Glenamaddy,
anywhere.
Barbados, you know, anywhere, online,
no,
you know.
No problem, yeah.
So your address would be, well, I mean, you can breakfast at todayfm.com. breakfast@todayfm.com.
Yeah.
So you were invited down to this by Ms. Sutton, who listens every morning
and
organised the visit. And thanks to Principal Joe Ryan. Thank you, Joe. And the Secretary, Sel Fox.
Sel had made soup and everything.
See,
and brown bread.
You know, Secretary, it's just amazing, you know. Fresh brown bread, made.
Yes.
Not bought.
Now, can I say that yesterday I wasn't having a great morning when I arrived in Glynn.
Right.
I'd smashed my laptop screen on the way down. And then when I got there...
How did you do that?
It's a long story. Right. It's a Shauna story. But,
it'll be up on Instagram
later on. But I wasn't having a great day. But can I say that I left this school with the biggest smile on my face.
Really?
These children were fabulous to talk to. Yeah, they really were.
So Glynn National School, Glynn County, Wexford. A mixture of students from second, third and fourth class. Patrick, Pippa, Tig, Susan... Am I going too slow? Eamon.
Maybe.
Eamon. Come on. Charlie's out there saying, what the fuck are you doing? The show's over. The show's over. No, Charlie wouldn't say that. Emma, Sarah, Eva, Eamon, Saoirse, Lana, Connie, Connor, Gus, Aidan, Morgan, Owen, Dara, Ross, Nikki, Anya, Isabel, Jim and Lisa. And the lads from 5th and 6th class had just won the INTO Mini 7s county final the night before.
Yeah.
And the captain, Jarlis, came out to show you the cup as well.
They were very proud. Absolutely delighted. Yeah.
So what did you ask them about?
So I was asking them about Christmas because I was on the way down to Glynn and I passed through Arklow and Gorey and Enniscorthy and places like that. And all the windows of the shops were filled with Christmas decorations and they had all their twinkling lights up. And I asked the kids if they thought Christmas had started too early.
Right, okay.
Well, I think you should take them down. I think it's a bit crazy.
There's no snow, no nothing. I think it's a bit too early.
Even like around the 1st or 2nd of December, it's too early.
When it gets cold, I think that's when we get up. And November and December is a really good time to put it up.
Yeah.
Because then like everyone gets into a real Christmas spirit.
It looks really nice and all the Christmas trees through the window, it kind of looks really nice.
By the time they get up on ladders and all and they put them all up, it will be nearly Christmas.
It's better to get ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, why?
Well, it's just kind of like festive and cheer because that's what kind of Christmas is about.
Christmas is the best time of year, so it's never too early to celebrate it.
So mixed views there, but one lad, and he made a very good point, by the time you get up on the ladder and you put all the gear up, you might as well just start in November.
Yeah, but then by the time Christmas comes, then you might as well get up the ladder again and take them all down. And the other thing, you had planned to ask them about all kinds of topics, but something kept coming up while you were there.
Something kept coming up, and it was one particular man, a man associated with Wexford, that kept coming up in conversation, a man called Davy Fitz.
Right.
So, you know, I asked them what they made of Davy Fitz as a manager.
Okay.
I think he is a good manager. He's doing a great job at Wexford for the last about 5 years.
He's strict but like not too strict, and he's nice to the team. He really puts the spirit into them to win every match.
Davy is doing a very good job and I'm very glad that he's staying for the next 2 years.
Some of his people, his players are turning away from him.
Right.
He's actually a really good manager. I don't know why people are turning away from him.
Like we bet the Cats and then we nearly bet the All-Ireland champions.
This year was one of like the first years in I don't know how many years that we got the Leinster Cup, and we were just really unlucky to lose against Tip.
Yeah.
We could have got there. He's very passionate about hurling.
Yeah.
He gives 100%.
I think Davy Fitz might lead them somewhere close to an All-Ireland again anyway.
Or even closer than that.
Yes.
To the very top.
They were very confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they know their stuff, don't they, about the GAA?
Listen, they all had their little jerseys on when they came in, and there was Davy Fitz just kept coming up, and Wexford GAA kept coming up, so we had to ask.
And they absolutely, they love him.
Oh, they loved
it. Yeah,
them.
You can hear that in their voice. Yeah, so hopefully Davey was even either listening.
We'll get it from somehow.
Or that he heard that, because that would do his head good as well. Wouldn't it? Yeah, fantastic. Shauna, thanks very much.
Thanks a million.
The address is breakfast@todayfm.com and there'll probably be one more before the Christmas.
We will do one more, but then once
more into the new year.
In the new year again, yep.
Fantastic.
Thanks a million.
Lewis is on tonight. Like everyone else.